This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Siman Kuf Nun Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The Mechaber said that when do we say that if there's a hole in it, kekoines mashke, it's not a kli? That's only when you wash from the top of the kli. Because from the hole and above is not a kli, so the water is coming from a non-kli. But if you were to wash from the hole, it's mutter, because it does contain a revius below it. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Yud pointed out this is the opinion of the Mechaber, who holds like the Tur, but many poskim disagree, and they say it's considered a shever kli if it's kli cheres. Fine. Let's see. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Yud Aleph Kivan Shemachzik Revius Yesh Me'achronim Shekasu Dechose Benikav. There are achronim that say that when do we allow you to wash? If there's a hole, that's when there's a hole. Avo benizdak, but if it's cracked, afim machzik revius amata mehasdek, even if it can contain a revius below the crack, va'afilu einoy rak kemoitzi mashka. Even if it's not big enough that it's kikoines mashka, that water could come in, even if it's only big enough that, even if it's so small that it only allows water to escape, puzzle, because there's a difference between a hole and a crack. The chash of kishever kli, al yideza gamla inyan toma, it's considered like a broken kli. Vehatam mishum de benizdak asida li sadek kula. The reason is because when it's cracked, it's going to crack more. What about if you glue it? So now it's not going to crack more. The Shulchan Aruch says later on, the Gabi Hilchos Shofar, that some say that if it's cracked, b'miyuta, it's possible because it's going to expand. But it helps to glue it. Rav Gifter, quoted here, has a chiddush. I don't know if this is a chiddush mamish la'alacha, but he has a lamdos at least, that if it's cracked in the width, it would still be kosher. Because why do we say if it's cracked, it's not a kli? Because it's going to crack further, okay? But even if it cracks further, so now you'll only be missing. So let's say the whole thing came off right now. You still have a revius below. V'hataz choylek alav. The Taz disagrees with Soiver. The Nistak dinoy kenekev. The Taz says that if it's cracked, it's like it has a hole in it. Okay. V'ein lifsol elam ken yoytzei derech hastak tif achar tich. Tif does have a kokoines mashka. It's only going to be puzzle if the crack is kekoines mashke. Now, why would it be puzzle then? But if it's like a nekev, then you're allowed to wash derech ha nekev. In other words, we said that if there's a hole in it, then the kli is puzzle. But if you wash from the hole, it's going to be kosher, since it's machzik revius. Now, then the Mishnah Berurah brings that, but if it's cracked, even if the crack is only kamoitzi mashka, then it's pasul, because it's considered kishever kli. Presumably, that means it's pasul, even if you wash through the crack. The Taz says, if it's cracked, it's like it has a hole in it. And therefore, it would only be pasul if it's derech, if it's koines mashke. And then presumably, if it's koines mashke, that if it's not koines mashke, you could even wash from the top. And if it is koines mashke, l'chayra, you could wash through the crack. L'chayra, that's what it means. V'ayim b'chayi odom shekasav dim ein lo kli acha yuchal lismach adas hataz l'hakel b'zeh. Look in the chayi odom, that if you don't have another kli, you could be samech on the taz. That means like this, it's a very big kula, because usually a crack is not kekoines mashke, it's just a crack. A crack won't be kekoines mashke. And according to the taz, it's kosher to even wash from the top of it. V'afilu das habach. Even according to the Bach, who says that a crack, we have to be concerned the whole thing will crack. Nira de bechlina choishes, if it's made of copper, shark klimaches, kamay blech, kiyozu de chazokim heim, if it's a strong material of aideish, nizak tzas, lo yisade kula. And if it being cracked partially, it won't completely crack. Lo gara nizdak minikav. Nizdak won't be worse than nikav. Va'ayim biber halacha, shet sidadnu. Look in the Be'er Halacha, where the Be'er Halacha was inclined to conclude. The Bechli Zechuches, if it's glass, Afilim HaSedek Dak Ma'oid, even if the crack is very fine, She'ina Afil Kamaitzi Mashka, it's not even big enough to cause liquid to leave. Im Eina Kli Yochel Lekabel Ata HaChamin Kitzoinin. If the Kli cannot be used for hot water, because that crack will then completely expand, Ein Lita Bay. What about if there's a hole in a kli and you want to stuff it up? Kasav hataz. The taz writes, Imoyol listoim hanekev. The taz writes, does it help to seal up a hole? Yesh lomad mimasha kasav harayvid perik yadalid mehilchos kelim debetit eno imoyol b'shum kli. To fill up a hole with cement, it doesn't work in any kli. V'chein b'samar tutin, to fill it up with rags, it's not going to help. U'v'zefes tar, mayo l'chli charis dafkin, only helps for earthenware. I'm very proud to say that I'm very makbid, that I've never used tar to seal up any holes in my kiln. What could I say? But if you're going to use the material of that kli, kagoin shall matchis be matchis, oy shall eitz be eitz, anything which is the same species of the kli. For example, you want to fix with metal a metal kli, or with wood a wood kli. Bevadai mahani, it definitely will help. V'chein kasa b'shari tshuva, v'ayin ma shekasal nubir alocha, b'shem hanishmas adam. Okay, now, I do want to point out, you see this? It's always good to have this with you. You're at a kiddush. You pull out your expandable kli, your non-disposable expandable kli. Say, where'd you get that? You walked in there, you know, it didn't look like you had this like massive kli in your pot. No, you just whip it out. And especially for Netilas Yadayim, you know, you're on a trip. This way you save yourself buying a mug for $15. And you have, this holds many revias. It holds probably, how many ounces? I would think it holds 3 revias. Yeah, at least 2. At least 2 revias. Is this a kli na'e for kiddush? Everything's relative. Compared to this, it's mehudar v'na'e, kli na'e v'chasuda. Is it na'e? Would Rav Moshe say it's a kli na'e? Chayra. And if not, you could buy a more expensive one. Like I told you. If not, you could go to the Netilas Yadayim Kli. You know, the plastic Netilas Yadayim, fill it up with grape juice and make kiddush.
It helps so much schnapps. I need to shit here.
No, you can't make kiddush on schnapps anyway. You could. If you're, let's say, on a safari in Biafra, you would be able to make kiddush on schnapps because there's no wine in the whole country. But if theoretically you live in a country, let's say just theoretically you live in a country that there's wine in the country, then you can use schnapps. Okay.
If you put the Machon Magid or Rikio label on it, you can have merch for schnapps.
It is possible that we've already done that. I have to check. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm gonna speak to the Parazebi. Okay. Sif Gimel, Kli Shemachzik Revius. A Kli that contains Revius, Kishasoimchim Oisoi. When you lean it, V'emlo Yismachu Yishavchu Hamayim. But if you don't lean it, the water will spill out. V'lo Yishar Ba'Revius, you won't be left with Revius. Einoi Kli. Let's say you have a Kli that doesn't really have a base. It has a round bottom. A Kli that has a round bottom, and in order for it to keep maintain liquid, you have to lean it against a wall or something. It's not a Kli. Einoi Kli. By the way, I always have a shaila by Ner Chanukah. When you put the glass that have the little pointy thing on the bottom, are you yotze with that? How is that a Kli? If you were to put it down on your table, it would topple over. So now you're putting it in the menorah, it's leaning on something. How is that a Kli?
Because the thing that holds it is shaped for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like it's subordinate to the menorah? Okay. Just pointing out, you know. You know, would it be better to pour it directly? The menorah is the Kli. The menorah is the Kli. And this is just the what? The non-Kli that's in the menorah that becomes a Kli when you put it in the menorah?
You're not using a silver menorah. You pour the oil into a glass cup.
Ah. So, right. So, you know, there, the Chesed Avram says there are 15 levels of hiddur for the menorah. So no, but according to what Dr. Pinchas is saying, it would be a silver menorah because it's batel to the menorah. In other words, another problem is you're not lighting with a silver menorah. Everybody knows that a good Jew has a silver menorah, right? Good Jews, real Jews, have to have silver menorahs. So, but how are you a good Jew if you don't have a silver menorah, you have a glass menorah? No, so also it's batel to the silver menorah. You know. Anyway, okay. So a Kli that's machzik revius when you lean it, and if you don't lean it, the water will pour out, and you won't be left with revius. It's not a Kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kli shemachzik b'torah beis Yosef Isa to hu adin b'shever Kli shemachzik revius shaloi b'musmach. Let's say you have a broken shard that's machzik revius, even if it's not leaning. Kagoin chavis shenechlika la'arka. Let's say you split a barrel into its length. Shi mekabelis al dafna revius shaloi b'mismach. So what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? The same thing would be if you have a broken kli, that it is good. So let's say you take a barrel, you slice the barrel in half, and now you turn it over. L'chari, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that it would be good. Some say, don't be lenient about this. Why? Elohim Kain Yichada L'Tashmish. Unless you designated it, otherwise it's still a broken Kli. V'ayin b'magen Avram Sivkadin Gimel Sheherach B'zeh V'hela De'ein L'Hakel B'zeh B'chal Gavni. The Magen Avram speaks about this at length, and he says, he concludes, don't be lenient under any circumstance. The Ho V'hi Shever Kli, since it's a broken Kli, Lo Yichashiv Aklal V'chein Hudas Hagra B'biyurai. Yeah, I would agree with that. So in other words, if you're going to hold like the Magen Avraham, that maybe wouldn't be good. But if you don't hold like the Magen Avraham, you know, that chiddush l'chor is in the Achronim, that a shever kli maybe is good. The problem there is that we have to view a crack like it's going to expand completely. So Rav Gifter is saying, even if it does, it could be kosher, because dal mehacha, the top of the kli, the bottom holds revius. Now, if you want to say, but it's still a shever kli, okay, so that's this machlekes, right? Let's hold it over here, okay? We'll pick it up. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is now going to talk about a kli that has some kind of problem on the top of it. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.